You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's good to be back doing SME Thursdays. We profile a SME business within the South African economy, South African ecosystem, hopefully highlighting the good works that the founders and the business teams have been putting into bettering our communities, bettering our lives. This week's SME is a company by the name of Delivery Ka Speed. Now, it might sound a bit of a strange kind of name for a business, but that's not very uncommon if you are a business owner or someone that has lived in Pretoria and spent your life in Pretoria, as the founder has. And he joins me now on the line to discuss the business, the CEO and a founder of Delivery Ka Speed, that is Rudi Ragetse Mogajane. Rudi, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. Why build a delivery business, Mr. Delivery already existed?
Jimmy, thank you so much for having us. Look, I think in areas where, you know, we operate and where we started at the time, you know, there was literally nothing in terms of food delivery apps. And that's one of the reasons why we had to start our own.
You say areas that you sort of identified and that you started in.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the business has its origins in Hammanskraal, and as someone that spent the first, I'd say, 5 or 6 years of my life living in Hammanskraal, I can definitely agree with you. There's a lot of areas where business doesn't, or services don't necessarily reach, or they don't jump to go there first. So you're sitting at home in Hammanskraal and you say, I'm going to build this kind of business. There's a demand for it, obviously, with the increase in the malls and the facilities around the area. How do you get into it? How do you then go out and say, look, this is what we need. We need to get trained delivery staff. We need to get infrastructure. We need to build an app. What was that process?
Yeah. So look, I mean, one thing, look, I had the privilege, you know, being born and bred in Hammanskraal, I had the privilege of, after matric, going to university and going to the big city. And during COVID, when I now had to come back home and realizing that the convenience that I experienced in the city just does not exist in the township in Hammanskraal. But also, you know, just seeing my former classmates, man, seeing how life has turned out for them, you know, sitting on the corners, not being able to get any opportunities because of just how the environment is, you know, that really, you know, took a toll on me. And I had to create a business that can answer those two questions, right? One is convenience and two is youth unemployment. And Delivery Ka Speed was the solution. And, you know, I mean, like you said, we started in 2021. And fast forward, now we are about to turn 3 years old. And we've been able to scale the business, you know, to more than 3 provinces in the country, which is something that's really, you know, exciting for us, right? I mean, especially for the youth of Hammanskraal to see that a business that literally started in the dusty streets of Hammanskraal can now branch out and go into more and more townships. Yeah.
No, absolutely. Youth unemployment is a real challenge. It always has been, and it seems to only be getting worse for the time being. But it's nice to see that there are efforts being made to curb the scourge.
Yeah.
When we look at the business itself, right? So you've built the business and you talk about expansion. And how does that happen? How do you go into, I mean, now you've launched in Mpumalanga, the business is growing, clearly it has survived the toughest times, so to speak. What was instrumental when that was happening? I mean, 2021, like you said, it was COVID. A lot of businesses don't go through or don't make it to the 3 year mark, right? So what was instrumental for you to get to that mark?
100%. I think, look, as well as the market for us, you know, at the time when we launched, the market was so, you know, more relaxed and more comfortable in terms of transacting online, just because of the restrictions that we had, right? So people just didn't have any other option but to transact online. And once they've used online platforms, you know, once they're able to, you know, trust that, you know, these platforms actually do what they say they do. So that was definitely something that helped us. But two, I think, like I said, you know, the challenge in the townships with the huge number of unemployed, you know, young people, and for us to be able to access that part of the market of, you know, unemployed people and get them to be delivery partners and be able to earn an income and also participate in the economy positively of the township, that's something that I believe has sustained our business. And that's the story that we keep sharing with any of the partners that we have in terms of B2B clients. And that's a story that they relate to and they want to do good with helping, the youth unemployment. And those are some of the things that has helped us, sustain the business. We have quite a lot of partners. If I could mention, we have a partnership with Telkom now. And I think for us, that partnership comes basically from the story of our business and why we exist. And Telkom, resonates with that values.
Yeah, no, you guys are very, very hard at work trying to get things going and keep things moving. Hoodie, I want to look at the digital side of it. Obviously, what a unique advantage to be able to start a business in the middle of a pandemic where very little opportunity is available, especially under level 5 lockdown. I remember, I think 2021, we were still under quite severe lockdown levels, and you're still able to get the business off the ground. The business has an app now. How do people get hold of you? How do people integrate or interact with the services that you guys offer, and what are those services? Is it just limited to retail food chains like other apps that operate in your space, or are you guys expanding that offering as well?
Yep, 100%. So we currently run on two, three platforms actually. So on iOS and Android, as well as web application. So if you just literally Google Delivery Kaspeed or search Delivery Kaspeed in any of your app stores, you'll find our app there, and you are able to order any of your favorite takeaways, from the big famous brands or even the local cuisines, right, that we enjoy so much in our townships. You'll be able to find that in our on our web on our app. There's quite a lot that we do as well. We do groceries with a partnership as well with one of the big retailers. We do cell phones with one of the telecoms, as I mentioned. So there's quite a lot of value that you would get from downloading our app, and it's something that we are proud. I mean, when we started on WhatsApp, and because of the demand, that we've seen in our services, we had to find a platform that will automate most of the processes, and an app was a way for us to go. And as you would know, with technology, it's easier to scale a business compared to, a traditional business. And that's why we've seen this massive growth in our operations, in a short space of time.
So, Hudi, what next for the business? Where to from here? You mentioned obviously strategic partnerships, and you touched on some of them, like the Telkom partnership. What do you hope to see as growth for the business, and what's the vision for the business from here on, going forward?
Yeah, so I think for the first quarter, we're now in the Q2 now. We've been working heavily on some crazy, plans that we have for the business that we will be launching. Actually, one of them we're launching by June, which is a same-day courier service around Gauteng, and we're looking at rolling that out nationally, as well as rolling out the Delivery Kaspeed food aggregates and nationally by the end of the year. It's a big and crazy, goal that we have, and it scares us at the office, but it's something that we believe if we put our minds to it, we can definitely achieve. And we really look forward to serving, the country with delivery and making sure that they get anything Kaspeed.
Your dreams are never too small, sir. Never stop dreaming big. Never stop thinking that you've reached your ceiling, because that's when you stop innovating. You mentioned the office. Before I let you go, I want to look at the team. Obviously, you started the business. I imagine the team wasn't big at the time. How big is the team now? And from a growth perspective, how has that been for you as well as a founder, as a visionary, to say, this is kind of where I want to end up, and to start to see it materialize?
Yep, no, 100%. So, I mean, when I started, it probably was three of us as a team, and we've grown that team. And this, I'm referring to the office, team. And we've been able to grow the team to just under 20, full-time members who are, graduates, all from Hammanskraal. Fun fact, our office, is still headquartered in Hammanskraal. And that makes it easier for the team to get access to the office. They literally some literally walk to the office, which is something that we've always dreamed of. Having a business, that we wish existed in our townships, and that's what we're trying to do with Delivery Kaspeed.
Hamitown's finest. Hey, guys, building the Kasi economy. This is fantastic. This is something we often speak about. We often hear people saying needs to be done. It's nice to see that businesses are actually doing it. And I think the takeaway from that is what you said, Hoodie, is that you had the option, I imagine, to move the business, to move the head office, to locate to somewhere else, and you decided not to intentionally as part of the business decision. And that certainly served you well. I hope it continues to serve you well. I hope the business grows from strength to strength. And from our side, we're proud to see that the youth are doing things. It's nice to be able to sit back as a youth myself. I'm not that old, guys. As a member of the youth myself, I'm proud to see fellow young South Africans building businesses, building big businesses, and taking this country forward. We'll leave it at that. Hoodie, thanks so much for the time and the insights. If you want to get hold of him, there's an app. It's on the App Store. It's on the Android Store. It's on the Apple Store. It is Delivery Kaspeed on the web platform. That's DeliveryKaspeed.com. And the founder and CEO that joined me to discuss the business is Hoodie Raretse Mogajane. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.